Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, January 18th, 2021, the Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. A major conservative website admitting some allegations of voter fraud were fabricated. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri canceled by a national hotel chain. Kamala Harris resigns from the Senate. L.A. now the worst place in the USA for COVID. Legendary music producer Phil Spector dies in prison from the contagion. Also ahead, will President Trump haunt the USA? But first, right-wing media outlet American Thinker issuing a major retraction after facing legal threats from Dominion Voting Systems. The site now admits stories claiming Dominion machines stole votes from Donald Trump were, quote, completely false and have no basis in fact, unquote. Lowe's Hotels canceling a planned fundraiser for Senator Josh Hawley after liberal activists complained on Twitter. Earlier this month, publishing company Simon & Schuster dropped Hawley's upcoming book after he objected to the electoral count on January 6th, the cancel culture in full force. Incoming Vice President Kamala Harris resigning from the Senate less than 2 days before the inauguration. Governor Gavin Newsom will reportedly appoint California's Secretary of State Alex Padilla to fill the seat until the term ends in 2022. Harris will still have a major role in the Senate, casting the deciding vote if there is a tie. Los Angeles County now reporting 1 million cases of COVID, despite some of the most restrictive policies in the country. More than 10 people are diagnosed every minute with the disease. Officials in the Golden State vowing to administer 1.5 million doses of vaccine by the end of the week. Music producer Phil Spector dead from COVID while serving time in prison. The producer was given a life sentence for the murder of actress Lana Clarkson in 2003. Spector worked with acts like The Beatles, Righteous Brothers, and more. He contracted the virus in December, dying from it 4 weeks later. In a moment, President Trump may be leaving, but he continues to be a major factor in this country. Right back with that.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, President Trump's last stand. Liz Cheney got headlines, but the Wyoming Congresswoman's vote to impeach Donald Trump was not the most damaging Republican action recently. No, the largely unpublicized resignation of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao was. That's because she's married to Senator Mitch McConnell, who is now torturing Donald Trump in a foolish display of power. Ms. Chao's exit sent an anti-Trump signal that was surely endorsed by her husband. As Senate Majority Leader, McConnell is delaying the impeachment trial until after Joe Biden is sworn in this week. But the Kentuckian is also saying it's okay if GOP senators vote to ultimately convict the president on charges of inciting violence at the Capitol building. But why would McConnell do that? He has to know that Republicans voting to convict Donald Trump will severely damage the entire party. Millions of people who voted for Donald Trump would leave the GOP. This is not a Richard Nixon situation, where the nation heard the president on tape conspiring to commit a felony. The Trump case is subjective, an opinion that he directly incited a mob to violence. However, as we all know, he used the word peacefully in public remarks to the protesters, So that is certainly exculpatory. Yes, he did not tamp down the visceral anger of his supporters as he should have. No, that is not a high crime or misdemeanor. It was a severe error in judgment. Mitch McConnell knows all this, so it is a mystery as to why he wants to hurt his own party. He himself is partially to blame for the Republican Senate loss in Georgia because he blocked the $2,000 COVID relief checks. So McConnell is now emerging as a villain to many Republicans. Fair-minded Americans should understand that President Trump was largely successful on policy during his term. His signature achievement, of course, is reviving the sluggish Obama-Biden economy, an action which benefited nearly all working people. Mr. Trump also managed Operation Warp Speed to success, as a COVID vaccine is now a reality. That's a colossal accomplishment, even if the rollout of the vaccine is being botched by all levels of government. What a surprise. Also, Americans were rewarded with three traditional Supreme Court justices by Mr. Trump. And that protects against arbitrary changes to the Constitution in the future. Therefore, Mitch McConnell is playing an extremely dangerous game by diminishing President Trump in the eyes of Americans who still like him. And the crazy part is that McConnell doesn't have to do it. Donald Trump will soon be a past president, and the nation is not well served by an unnecessary impeachment trial that will stoke even more division and hatred. Wise up fast, Mitch. You're misusing your power. You're hurting the country. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 2 days, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. Starting January 20th, Mr. Biden will receive a salary of $400,000 a year, access to the White House residence, and complete control of the executive branch. He will also get a handful of perks you might not be aware of. Here are a few of them, according to Men's Health magazine. First, presidents enjoy their own personal chef 24 hours a day. They often travel overseas and face a grueling security check to avoid any potential poisoning, and the chef goes along. Next, the chief executive has access to a private staff of 100 employees, including maids, butlers, personal trainers, and even florists. If the president gets bored, the White House features a 51-seat movie theater. Studio executives routinely send advanced copies of feature films directly to the president months before the release date. The executive mansion also has its own bowling alley. The one-lane facility was installed at the request of Richard Nixon in 1969, who was an avid bowler. Should the commander-in-chief get a little stressed out? There are taxpayer-funded vacations. Each year, the first family receives $100,000 to go anywhere they want, but they typically remain on American soil. If you think all the benefits stop after presidents leave office, they don't. The president earns an annual pension of more than $200,000 a year for life. Not bad. And here's something else you might not know. One of the biggest perks of being president is the so-called big red button on the side of the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. There's a 3-inch button. When it's pressed, things happen fast. For Donald Trump, engaging that button often meant, bring me a Diet Coke, sometimes 24 of them a day, according to the book, The United States of Trump, written by me, your humble correspondent. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.